Welcome to Ranch Hope Radio's The Wondrous Story, a 15-minute show and podcast brought to you each day from the Ranch Hope Ministry in Southern New Jersey. Your host today is Dave Bailey Jr., the CEO of Ranch Hope's ministry to children, youth, and families. For over 65 years, Ranch Hope Radio has shared a message of hope, an expectation of success, with listeners from around the world. Each day you'll hear of news from throughout the Christian community, the salt and light in the news. You'll hear music from a featured Christian artist, and we'll wrap it up with a short devotional message. All of this over the next 15 minutes. We hope that you are not only going to enjoy this time together, but pray God's message of hope will impact your life today. So let's get started. Here's today's Wondrous Story.
Welcome to Ranch Hope Radio's The Wondrous Story, a 15-minute show and podcast that we're going to share some news, some music, and all this week we're sharing excerpts from a book that the founder of Ranch Hope Radio, the Reverend Dave Bailey, wrote a few years ago called The Book of Hope. All areas throughout the Bible where the word hope has been utilized, from Ruth all the way through the rest of the Bible. I know you're going to enjoy it. I believe we're going to start with chapter 6 today. We went up through chapter 5 yesterday, and so you're going to hear excerpts of that. If you'd like a copy of the book, please reach out to me at info@ranchhope.org. I'm the host of Ranch Hope Radio. I guess I should have gone there first, Eutychus. Dave Bailey Jr., CEO of the Ranch Hope Ministry. The Ranch Hope Ministry is getting ready to celebrate its 60th anniversary of serving children, youth, and families from throughout the state of New Jersey and up and down the Delaware Valley and beyond. We do that through a myriad of different services, some mental health and behavioral health care services, some educational services. Got a tremendous staff in our private special education school called the Strang School, after our long-time benefactors, Hiram and Florence Strang, as well as getting ready to come up on summer programming and our great summer camp opportunities for kids at Camp Edge. For more information, as we said in our opening, you can always visit our website, ranchhope.org, and check out those opportunities as well. But really excited to be with you today. Quick plug that we will be hosting the National Day of Prayer Breakfast Thursday, May the 2nd, at the Catholic Community of the Holy Spirit St. Joseph Parish Center in Woodstown, New Jersey. We'll be posting information about how to get tickets. We'd love for you to grab a table. Table is $150 per table. It seats 8 folks and come and enjoy breakfast. We're going to have some of our youth involved that day. We're going to have a local pastor bringing the word and other local pastors leading us in prayer that day. Great time of fellowship. That's Thursday, May the 2nd, National Day of Prayer Breakfast 2024. Now, without further ado, let's go to our news desk and the signs of our times.
Now let's listen in for today's Salt and Light in the News. Each day, the signs of the times provide us with news from throughout the Christian community, both here in the U.S. and throughout the world. Salt and Light is also a great way to stay up to date with what's happening at Ranch Hope Radio and events at the Ranch Hope Ministry. You can also visit our website, ranchhope.org, for more information about upcoming events, to listen to previous podcasts, or to learn more about getting involved at Ranch Hope. Now, let's get started with today's news, the signs of our times.
Well, a recent Gallup poll indicates that less than half of Americans are very satisfied with their personal lives, a near record low. Though the most satisfied are those who are religious, married, and upper income. At 47%, the percentage of U.S. adults who expressed high satisfaction with their lives dipped below half for only the third time in decades, according to data Gallup obtained from January 2nd through the 22nd in their Mood of the Nation poll, which they have conducted since 1979. Since 2001, the analytics company has broken down the data down to further assess to what degree Americans are satisfied with their lives. The number of those who are very satisfied with life as of last month marks a steep drop from the high of 90% in January 2020, shortly before the economic devastation and political upheaval of the COVID-19 pandemic and subsequent lockdowns. The number dipped sharply to 51% the next year and held steady at that number in 2022 before continuing to decline. Among the respondents this year, 31% said they were somewhat satisfied, 11% were somewhat dissatisfied, 9% were very dissatisfied. Gallup did note, though, that Americans have expressed dissatisfaction with life during other periods of economic downturn, such as the lowest point of 46% in 2011 in the wake of the recession in the late 2000s. Hey, as we get ready to hear some great music from Lauren Daigle and her single, Oh Lord, just a reminder, if you're looking for a gift this spring with someone graduating or just something that's coming up, a birthday gift, we've got some great books on our shelves, some great books that Rev has written over the years. The one I'm getting ready to read an excerpt out of, chapter 8 in his book, The Book of Hope. Great devotional book. If you're looking for something to check it out, you can check it out online. Also, just a beautiful book that he wrote, about the passing, the life of my sister Leanne, and then the passing, losing a child. And it's just a great, great book of inspiration and hope in your own life if you're dealing with some of those situations now as well. And now, on to some great music. Here's some great music by our friend Lauren Daigle and her single, Oh Lord. Let's listen in.
I'm coming undone. This world can often feel lonely. No matter what, until this race is won, I will stand my ground where hope can be found. I will stand my ground where hope can be found.
Chapter 8, Job 8:13. Such is the destiny of all who forget God. So perishes the hope of the godless. Remember, Bildad the Shuhite is consoling Job. He is calling Job godless. In fact, in the King James translation of the Bible, the word used here is hypocrite. The hypocrite's hope shall perish. It will be like a spider's web. One wonders if Bildad was aware of the many implications in calling Job a hypocrite. Here are a few of the definitions of a hypocrite taken from the Hebrew. One who acts a false part. One who makes a false profession. A cheat. A deceiver. An imposter. A pretender. One who wants to prosper through misleading people. It should be added at this point that to make matters worse, the closing phrase, shall be cut off, can be translated, his support shall rot away. So much for the friends who seek to counsel. Keeping the verse in context, as it refers to Job, there is spiritual truth here. Hope for the godly person cannot be built upon hypocrisy. It will be like a spider web. We've all had experiences with the delicate creation of a spider. Webs can be very attractive, but of course are death traps for unsuspecting victims. Still, we know they're not very strong when confronted by the human body or some other heavy weight. How quickly they are destroyed. A few years ago, we were in desperate straits here at the ranch. Every attempt was made to solicit funds from our contributors and find some new avenues of fundraising. In spite of all these efforts, we continued in our slide toward economic failure. It was at this point that we were visited by a professional fundraiser. Having worked with many nonprofit organizations, it was his point of view that we needed a special event to reach new sources of revenue and quick cash. He and I negotiated a contract, and after setting carefully discussed guidelines, we presented a plan to the Rancho Board of Managers. The board was not greatly impressed, but based on our financial conditions, decided to give it a try. Problems started almost immediately. The guidelines we negotiated to protect Ranch Hope's integrity were one by one ignored. When the campaign was completed, we had a file of letters and phone calls from disgruntled people. High-pressure solicitation over the phone, activity in areas of the state considered off-limits because we already had fundraising events there, questionable stories told about boys, and many other areas of concern made this experience horrendous. The only encouraging dimension was that we received $15,000 that helped us limp through the remainder of the year. You can imagine how discouraged we were to learn later that we were deceived, and Ranch Hope received only a fraction of over $90,000 that the pros had raised. A lesson was learned through this bitter experience. It was small comfort to remember that the hypocritical fundraiser, too, shall perish. As we confront the hope of the godless, it must be overcome by the H-O-P-E of the godly. The idea of the fundraiser was a spider web. George Washington once said, I hope that I shall possess firmness and virtue enough to maintain what I consider the most enviable of all titles, the characters of an honest man.
It was great to have you listen in with us today here on The Wondrous Story. And remember, you can listen in anytime to this show and previous shows by visiting the Ranch Hope website, ranchhope.org, and subscribing to our podcast. Perhaps you'd like to learn more information about a topic discussed on today's broadcast. Give us a call today at 888-514-1964. That's 888-514-1964. Or shoot us an email at info@ranchhope.org. Maybe you're seeking additional information about or ways to support our ministry to youth and families here in New Jersey. Again, visit our website, ranchhope.org. Like our Ranch Hope Facebook page or follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We want to thank you for your support of The Wondrous Story. It's by your support that we're able to continue sharing a message of hope. An expectation of success.